Our first question comes from Miguel. JT, with our defense playing the way they are, do you think that'll carry over to the Denver game this Sunday? Well, Miguel, it's going to be tough for me to say that the Raiders are going to win a game on the road at Denver when Denver has everything to play for. If they win the game, they're the number two seed and they get the bye week, and Peyton Manning's coming off a loss on Monday Night Football. But as Tony Sperano said, this franchise needs to take the next step. These players need to win a road game, and they got to show up in Denver like great Raider teams of the past with a bit of a swagger and an energy, playing for each other with nothing to lose. Think about what a win like this would do for the Silver and Black heading into the offseason, and it would make national news by beating Peyton Manning at home. I think the key to this game is Sebastian Janikowski. I talked about this with Tony Sperano on my radio show. Janikowski needs to be on the field in tight games, kicking big field goals late in the fourth quarter. It worked last Sunday. It's got to happen again. So if the Raiders are going to win this game, they got to keep it close, heading into halftime, and hope that a big play or two by Derek Carr and a Janikowski field goal can send those Denver fans home with a loss over the holidays. Michael Cooper says, JT, any idea of who this team will keep at running back in 2015? Well, Michael, as you know, I'm a Latavius Murray guy, and I would hope that Latavius has one more big game, a good performance to end the season, and then he goes into the offseason as the number one back. He's a workout machine. He's in incredible shape. I think this is the end of Maurice Jones-Drew in Oakland. Darren McFadden's a question mark if he wants to come back and compete for a position, but this is Latavius's time to take over as the feature running back, and I'm sure they're going to bring in other running backs when it comes to competition. Other running backs will be at camp to compete for that number one spot, but I'm hoping it's Latavius Murray. I've seen enough to know that this kid can run hard, he's physical, he's strong, and this is exactly what the Raiders need if they want to get back to prominence. Rod checks in and says, JT, can we talk about re-signing Charles Woodson? Absolutely. Charles has had a heck of a season, and I think if Charles Woodson wants to come back, there'll be a spot for him on this roster next year. You know, it's interesting. Charles picked up his 60th interception of his career last Sunday in the win against Buffalo, and I think there's going to be some other teams out there who are going to be suitors for Charles Woodson. So Charles is going to have to make a tough decision. The Raiders are not doing him any favors. I think there are going to be other teams out there that might consider signing Charles. So if Charles wants to start, come back, and continue to be the leader for the Silver and Black, I think it's a smart move to bring him back. But I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of other teams came calling and wanted Charles to move and have a chance at another championship. My gut feeling says that Charles Woodson will be back next year in the Silver and Black. Steven C. says, JT, were you at the game last week? And if so, what stood out to you? Well, I was at the game. I brought my 13-year-old son, and we were on the sidelines. How about Menelik Watson donating a game check for that young girl who's there battling with her family? All the hype and everybody who was there, the sold-out house at O.Go Coliseum. But what stood out to me was the play, once again, of Khalil Mack. He was outstanding again. The guy never shuts down. He never takes a playoff. Let me tell you some stats about Mack heading into this last game of the season. According to Pro Football Focus, he's the number one rated 4-3 outside linebacker, both overall and in run defense. And I love this new stat. He's number two in stuffs with 11.5 behind the great J.J. Watt, who has 12. Those are tackles at or behind the line of scrimmage. Think about this for a second. I think J.J. Watt is number two in the overall MVP race, and Mack is right behind him in that stuff category. After the Raider victory against the Bills, Tony Sperano said in his press conference that he looked at the tape after the loss to Kansas City, and in the final three plays of the game, Mack was still dominating. And Doug Marrone, the head coach of Buffalo, admitted that the Bills, in a must-win game to get them possibly to the playoffs, were dominated up front. And a lot of that had to do with number 52, Khalil Mack. So I love the play of Carr. I love the play of Mack. And I think the Raiders have something to build on in the future. And there's no rookie wall for number 52. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a sack or two and several stuffs on the road to wrap up the season at Denver. All right, everybody, the season's wrapping up, but I'll be around throughout the offseason. We'll do this again. Remember, keep those questions coming on Facebook, on Twitter, or at Raiders.com. Just remember the hashtag AskJT. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, and we'll see you down the road.